This is State House Week, a look at action in the General Assembly. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina Public Radio. The legislature is moving toward its mandatory adjournment date of June 2nd, but not at its usual end-of-session breakneck speed. In fact, the House of Representatives took the week off, and the Senate met for only 2 days. The two bodies seem to be moving toward a consensus on the session's priority issue, increased funding for roads and bridges, and differences between their respective versions of the state budget don't appear to be major. Lawmakers want to end the session on time this year. Many have primary elections on June 14th. Major bills that aren't designated for priority debate status this late in the session probably won't be enacted by the June 2nd deadline. This week, the Senate voted to give priority status to a bill allowing reciprocity for concealed weapons permits for Georgia and South Carolina residents. Another gun bill, the so-called Second Amendment Preservation Act, made its way to the Senate floor, but its future is in doubt. The House-passed bill would prevent the state from enforcing certain federal gun laws. Orangeburg Democrat Brad Hutto says the bill raises a number of constitutional issues.
What it is, to be honest with you, is some feel-good legislation that says that we believe in the Second Amendment, which I don't think anybody disputes, but when it takes that next step further and says that this state will not enforce federal laws, I just don't know that we have the authority to tell the federal government we're not going to enforce what are the law of the land.
Another House-passed bill pending in the Senate would allow South Carolinians going through bankruptcy to be able to keep up to $5,000 worth of their personal guns. Earlier this session, the Charleston Post and Courier reported there were 50 gun-related bills pending in the General Assembly. Yesterday, hundreds of demonstrators were outside the State House rallying against gun violence. On Wednesday, the Senate voted not to grant priority debate status to a measure dubbed the Personhood Bill. It calls for a constitutional amendment that human rights begins at conception. A bill passed by both the House and the Senate outlawing abortion after 19 weeks of pregnancy still hasn't received final legislative approval. The House has yet to grant free conference powers to its members, working out differences with the Senate. That takes a two-thirds vote. Most of the buzz at the State House this week centered around Governor Haley's expected veto of the Farm Aid Bill. The bill passed overwhelmingly in the House and Senate. It would allow farmers who suffered catastrophic crop losses as a result of last fall's floods to apply for grants from a $40 million fund. Haley says the bill would unfairly help farmers and not small business owners who also suffered flood losses. Here's the governor from a news conference in March.
I'm very confident in where I am. I feel bad for the farmers that have been hurt, but I feel bad for the small businesses.
Farm supporters are urging the House and Senate to override the expected veto. Harry Ott is president of the South Carolina Farm Bureau and says that $40 million will only be a help, with total farm losses from the flood now put at over $300 million.
But I think this will demonstrate to farmers that the state of South Carolina does have their back and does want to help them through this time of crisis in the agricultural community. And that will send a very positive message, I believe, to the farmers that we do want to help them as a state.
Last weekend, Governor Haley told delegates to the Republican State Convention that South Carolina, quote, doesn't do bailouts. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join us next Friday for a look at events in the state legislature.